What do I want to say? Let's say this. I think this is important you say. It's a very interesting Rashi. I don't know the Rashi from, you just have to psuk him. But Rashi says, when the Malachim come to Sdaim, the Pasuk says, Zok Rashi, that day he was appointed the Dayan, the Shofet, in Sdaim. How do we know that? What the Achronim say, the Lashon Yoshev, they want to be Medayik, it's written Yoshev, but Yoshev without the Chaylam, Yoshav. So they say from there, Rashi said, late became the dying that day. Why is that important? You know, when was he appointed? Wait, a month ago, 3 months ago, that day? Why is that such a big deal that Rashi has to make that point? So I think the Yesod is as follows. The Matzav in Sdaim was apparently a very, very difficult and degenerating matzah. The people there had lost sense of chesed, lost sense of thinking of someone else. And in general, the whole morality of the whole city was going down, down. And the people were so verstuckt in that mentality, in that sheet, in that culture, that it became by them a lechadchil. It was the way to live. That there's really no hope for a city like that to recover. Because when evil shitas become not only shitas, but become the lechachila, they become the way to live, they become the right way, their whole morality is turned around to take what's evil and to make it into what's right, then how can there be a recovery from that? There's only one way that can recover. Somebody from the outside has to come in and tell everybody, you guys, you got it all wrong. You have it all backwards. That's not the right morality. Someone who's from without that whole culture has to walk in and be the one who's going to tell them everything is different. Enter Lloyd. Lloyd comes from the home of Avram. He's seen what's right. He's seen what's just. He's seen Mishpat Utztaka. He knows the correct Yesodus of everything. He's the last hope. He's allowed into Sdaim, whatever reason, whether it was for the wealth, they wanted to get their hands on the wealth, whatever, for their own purposes, they allow Lloyd to join their community. Say, he's the last hope. He becomes Shofet. He becomes one of them. It's all over, guys. That was the last hope. And when the last hope is ended, if he became a dying, a Shofet, he became one of them, it's all over. That's the day the Malachim came, when the last hope was ended. It's important you say that sometimes you need someone from the outside, someone that isn't part of a culture, part of the who we are, to somehow look back on us and tell us what's right and what's wrong. We're so used today, you know, we look at the old Alta Deris, they're not in touch, they're not with the culture. There's a generation gap. But sometimes that generation gap, you know, you think I'm rubbing my back, but I look at it by my rabbanim. That's important, gentlemen, because that generation gap is sometimes crucial, because it's someone who's outside the system that can turn back and look inside the system and tell you what's right. Gentlemen, have a great Shabbos.